It is an Exorcist marathon to draw people's attention to the cable network that is taking over by storm.
Before she was cast as the possessed star of the Oscar-winning classic, Linda Blair was going to quit acting and become a veterinarian.
If it had been 2 months later, it would not have been me. Nowadays, you have all of the CGI, like Life of Pi. We have come so far with all that, but it was a magic show that they had to produce, and it has withstood time.
The 15-year-old Blair won a Golden Globe and earned an Oscar nomination, similar to 9-year-old Quvenzhané Wallace this year for Beasts of the Southern Wild.
Wasn't she just extraordinary? When you're a child in an adult business, your perspective on everything is so much different. You know, everybody's giving you great love and accolades, and I think she is just enjoying every minute and has no idea what's going on.
Today, Blair runs the Linda Blair World Heart Foundation, one of the largest dog rescues in America.
That's really some of my goals, is to do what I can to change some of our American laws for animal cruelty and child cruelty.
And so, like her spinning head, she has come full circle, still trying to influence a city that made her a pop culture icon, while filming at a house and staircase where Whitehurst Freeway hits M Street in Georgetown.
To find out so many years later that people take their pictures by the stairs and people are remembering constantly about the film, I always just say, look, I believe because it's a theological thriller that it's meant for us to look at the good and evil that is right here in front of us and to treat others more compassionately. That's the message of The Exorcist.
With your ticket to the movies, I'm WTOP film critic Jason Fraley.